John Kurtz, Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner with you here on Wildcat Insider, 537-1350, or the game KMAN if you want to get in touch with us here on the show today. K-State men with a big week coming up. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. We will get to some on the K-State women in Hour 2 as well. Hear from Kaylee Page from earlier today after they suffered a tough loss at Iowa State but also beat TCU at home last week. Speaking of Ames, Iowa, and Iowa State, that's who K-State has next. It'll be a quick turnaround here as K-State plays tomorrow night in Ames, 8 o'clock for the tip-off there, a place K-State has not won at in quite a while. And Iowa State, a team that in some ways is very similar to K-State. Obviously, they're tied in the standings right now at 4-3 in the Big 12, so there's that similarity. And obviously, you can understand the importance there of this game just by virtue of the standings. And teams in a race somewhat for what most would believe fourth place in the Big 12 conference, but also just trying to stack another road win here. I mean, if you could get two in a row on the road, this is a game I think most people would have looked at the beginning of the year and said probably going to lose. You start sliding a game like that into the win column, it greatly, greatly improves your chances of making the postseason.
Iowa State, a different team, obviously, this year than last, and that's an obvious statement to a certain degree when you lose the inside presence of a Jameel McKay at the rim defensively, the obvious inside-outside skills of a George Niang, you're going to feel it. And yet, this team is averaging about 81.5 points a game. I think they're defending better because they've had to. They're still giving up 68.5 points a game. But you look at their numbers, 163 made threes already, and with Monte Morris and his improved shooting, and Naz Long, who's been around a long time, Matt Thomas can shoot it. Even Deontay Burton, who's a wide body at 6'5 and 250 pounds, he's out there making 15, 16, 17 threes already. So it's a hard guard team. We talk about KU with the four guard offense. This is kind of a similar team that way. Different talents, but I love their point guard, Monte Morris. He's 16 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. I put this on my chart today to give you an example. He has, in his career, which basically covers 123 games. Now think about this for just 1 second. 659 assists, 144 turnovers. That is insane.
Playing in the Big 12 with a 6-1. Yeah, turnover ratio there, assist to turnover ratio.
I don't know
pretty
in all
impressive.
Of the years I've done this, John, I've ever seen another player anywhere in the vicinity of that, ever. That's crazy.
I mean, there's been talk for 3 years now about him being the best point guard in the league. This is a guy that's been around for a long time and has been doing it for a while, and he is certainly what makes them tick, what makes them go. You know, we talk about K-State, do they have a go-to guy? I mean, Monte Morris is the go-to guy for Iowa State. They're vulnerable. They're beatable. They've lost to they've lost it to TCU. They lost at home to Kansas in a game that the final score was closer, really, than that game actually was. A handful of close losses. They lost by 2 at Baylor. They lost to Cincinnati and Gonzaga by a combined 3 points earlier this year. So I guess there is where some of the similarities extend to K-State. They could be in a lot better shape than 12-6 right now.
Yeah. Well, just the fact that they played Gonzaga and Cincinnati back-to-back in the non-conference is pretty good. They also played at Iowa. So they've played, I think, a representative schedule. They lost at Baylor by 2, probably tells you quite a bit. Won at Oklahoma in double overtime this past weekend. So they can be good. They have been a little bit up and down. A lot of it comes down to what we were talking about a moment ago. You know, the game is pretty simple when you're making shots, and it can be a little tougher when you're not. They've had a couple of games where they haven't shot it quite as well. Let's hope that that's the case tomorrow night. Because they have, I mean, two guys with over 200 threes, and Monte Morris has 126 career threes, so they can shoot it.
That's what you think of with Iowa State. A lot of guys that are offensive-minded.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Then you go to Tennessee, and the toughest part, I think, about that road trip and that game at the end of the week, and I know the coaches hate this, the awkward timing of it here in late January when you're in the flow of conference play. It would seem to me to be hard to get motivated for a game against about a 500 SEC team on the road. You don't have the energy of your home crowd. That to me is what concerns me about that game on Saturday more than anything else, more than what Tennessee will put on the floor.
Well, and I was telling you off air, and I'll mention this on, I think the 10-9 record is a little bit deceiving in that they have had close games against, say, as an example, North Carolina. They lost by two at Carolina. They've played a real good schedule. I think it's the seventh toughest schedule in the country. They're not the world's biggest team in terms of height, but they do have some bulk and some decent players, but albeit young. So you don't know always what you're going to get out of those guys. And we all know Rick Barnes, who was at Texas for 17 years, is coaching there now in his second year. They were 15 and 19 a year ago. So it's a challenge in so many ways this week, because you go to Hilton, which is always such a difficult place. And then, like you say, how excited are you going to be to play a team that probably will be 10-10 going in, because they host Kentucky tomorrow night? Don't know if they can beat Kentucky at home. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, and the other thing there that we discussed about that game is, in terms of your resume, what you have to gain from that is very little, but what you have to lose from that,
of course,
much more damaging.
Right. Again, though, I totally agree with that. We even talked about it off the air. And yet, I hope that, if you don't get it, everybody understands that strength of schedule has been pretty good, and you weigh that in. And I think at the end of the day, we got a lot of basketball left, even though, what are we for Selection Sunday? Somebody said like 50-ish days. Does that sound in the neighborhood?
It sounds almost too close, but that might be right.
Yeah, it might be a little too close, but it's not that far away. What, 5-6 weeks maybe? So it's closer than it's pretty close.
Yeah, well, and speaking of that, check Bracketology in hour two of Wildcat Insider, as well as hear from Kaylee Page of the K-State Women. But when we return, look at what happened in the Big 12 this weekend. Baylor, in some ways, made a statement that they may be in it for the long haul with the Big 12 title. And tell you what, a team at the bottom of the league, even in a loss, continues to impress me. We'll get to that here on Wildcat Insider.